The snow and ice were red. Not with blood, though the constant exchange of noospheric chatter between Haldren 44 Stryker's receivers and the Explorator Ark cruiser Maestral told him that there was a 94.767% chance that they eventually would be. Now, they were red with algae. The deep freeze of Perborea allowed little light down to the surface, but what gloom made it through the maelstrom fueled the blooms that streaked the ice world's face. Stryker was Skitari. From the hydraulics of his legs and the revolving joints of his arm appendages to the acknowledged frailty of his flesh, he was as the machine god continued to make him. Forge raised on Satzika Secundus, Stryker had followed the patient path of protocol and worked his way up through the hierarchy of cogs. "Secondary target identified," Stryker reported. Stryker's cranial engineering sizzled with the static of an uplinked intrusion, sound that bypassed the ears. Visions that were experienced by the mind and not the eye. Binaric cant, novabyte and noospheric blurts overlaid one upon the other, neuro-synced straight into the brain. Orbital magna picts, sensory feeds and hollow diagrammaticals dropped from the Explorator Ark cruiser above like a thunderbolt, straight into the Skitarius's mind. The streamed doctrina imperatives all carried the authorizations of Magos Omnid Torcora, but Stryker experienced the intrusion as the pure will of the machine god. All forge-welders, from the fabricator general to the lowliest servitor, made up the Corpus Mechanicus, glorifying the machine god incarnate with their artifice, both in their workings and their base organics. The Omnisire found expression in and acted through them all. This was the motive force, the holy transference of data and instruction down through the stratified ranks of the Adeptus Mechanicus. Stryker, like all the Skitari of his legion, was possessed of a fraction of the machine god. He was one of a billion, billion parts working in magnificent union and harmony. It was through the priesthood and techno-magi of the cult Mechanicus that the Omnisire made his needs and wishes known. As hosts of the machine god's unquestioned divinity, the Magi spoke the word of the god in his many favored cants and streams. Stryker felt his doctrinal wetware respond.
"This mission has been blessed, Stryker unit," Magos Torcora told the Skitari officer. "By the cog that turns, by the oil that eases, by the spark that leaps, we do the great maker's work here. This most holy of missions does not allow for complications. You understand me, Stryker unit. Identify the secondary target. To break with me and the mission is to break with him. Receive of his blessing and remember all that you have achieved in his name. Know that you will achieve so much more."
In the great gears of the Mechanicus machine, the machine that made war in the name of indomitable progress and majesty reclaimed, the fighting constructs of the Omnisire became greater than their parts. Haldren 44 Stryker had striven to become greater still. Stryker remembered. He reviewed a lifetime in service to the machine god. How he had been a star-gazing menial, whose weak flesh was a blueprint of tattoos depicting the holy bionics and augmentations he had dreamed of one day possessing. He remembered a miserable eternity as a citizen factotum and his subcutaneous electronic barcodes that burned with accumulated tallies and commendations. As an auxiliary forge sentinel, blessed with his first augmetics, he had been given the honor of guarding Isotope Scrap Depot 36463. His record of off-world service in the numberless ranks of the Legionis Skitari would have been a credit to any cybernetic soldier of the cult Mechanicus. As sub-alpha, princeps, and alpha, he had led clade units of his own. He had earned the Crux Mechanicus and had risen through the ranks. Now, with a small legion his to command, he was Alpha Primus Haldren 44 Stryker of the Deuteron 4 Praetori, seconded to the infamous Explorator Omnid Torcora.